I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely acknowledged that a lot of people wanted him to charge Rustin Chesky and two other officers involved in this tragic event. In his opening remarks at the news conference on Tuesday, Gravely outlined the reasons people have told him why he should have charged the officers.
There's been a group of people who have said, you need to charge these officers because it will send a clear message to all officers everywhere about how they need to police in future.
But in the end, Gravely said he felt that Chesky, the officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back multiple times, had the argument of self-defense on his side.
In Wisconsin, and I believe this is law throughout the country, but certainly in Wisconsin, when there is enough information to raise self-defense, the burden of proof is on the state. It's on the prosecutor to disprove self-defense. So we would have to disprove the clear expression of these officers that they had to fire a weapon to defend themselves. They have to disprove that negative. The burden of proof is on the state in that situation.
Gravely pointed to several key reasons as to why he felt he could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Chesky acted in self-defense. The first being that police officers were responding to a domestic violence call. On the way to the scene, officers actually learned that Jacob Blake had a warrant out for his arrest.
Officer Chesky and these officers do not have discretion on something like a felony assaultive warrant like this. When they come across Jacob Blake, they must attempt to arrest him. They don't have other options. They can't say, that guy seems like he's going to fight with me, I'm not going to arrest him. There is not discretion in this regard.
Secondly, Gravely said, according to reports from bystanders and officers, Blake resisted arrest multiple times.
There are multiple ways that officers try to bring Jacob Blake into custody. Again, none of those, I think, visible in any of the videos. They try to direct him to the ground. They try to multiple officers try to grab his arms and secure him so he can be cuffed. He admits at one point, officers were trying to handcuff me, but I was able to get up.
Gravely says the third and probably most important reason is that according to the investigation the DA's office conducted, Blake was brandishing what appears to be a small foldable knife.
Jacob Blake was armed with a knife during this encounter. Uncontroversial. Most uncontrovertible because Jacob Blake, in all of the times he spoke to DCI, admits he possessed a knife. Even tells us at different times he had the knife in different hands at different times. So he arms himself with a knife and refuses to drop that knife.
Ben Crump, an attorney for Blake's family, expressed disappointment with the decision not to charge the officers, saying it further destroys trust in our justice system and sends the message that it is okay for police to abuse their power. Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., says Gravely's decision is not the end to the call for justice.
So now our battle must go in front of the Congress. It must go in front of the Senate. So our fight is not over. We will take it to D.C.
Meanwhile, a federal civil rights investigation is underway. Also ongoing are federal investigations into arson, rioting, and other violent crimes that occurred in Kenosha this past August. The shooting of Jacob Blake set off days of protest and unrest this summer. On the third night of demonstrations, 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois shot three protesters, killing two of them. On Tuesday, he entered a not guilty plea. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.